Okay, okay. Hi.
Okay. We usually meet once a month, last Tuesday of the month, just to read poems. In all the language that we can.
Wow.
Sometimes it's in Russia, in Arabs, in Italian almost always. I don't know what happened with the Italians today. They come always two or three, and Manohar sometimes read in his native language, that is not really Italian, it's a dialect, no? I mean, what we want is to listen poetry in different languages, yeah? This is one of the main things. The other is that, that is not a show. We just share among ourselves. But sometimes people come singing, and when you came last time, there was all the, they sing so nice, the Russian girls, six or seven. And we were reading here, and the Russian singing there was really amazing. Sometimes people come and, or Gordon come and play flute. I mean, so we mix, like the trovador is, you know what trovador means? Trovador? Trovador is in Spanish, or trovatori in Italiano. In the Middle Age, there were people, poets and musicians, was no TV, no computer, no internet, and they were going through the towns singing and sometimes news from the town and sometimes poetry or theater and all that. And we thought that that's a little the thing that we wanted to do, to share among ourselves, and we call the group Minstrels in Actions. I tell you frankly, I love more trovadores than minstrels. Doesn't sound nice, minstrels. Well, minstrel is trovador in English. And one of the things is to read poetry. We do it every Tuesday, last Tuesday of the month here. And the other is, if they invite us, we go to a place. For instance, it was a bridge for handicapped people inaugurated, and they invited, and three of us went and we read poetry. What was the other? We say it was another one, no? The first one. Well, now for the festival, from the film festival, we are invited every evening to read poetry. And because Mark is going to have a coffee there, he said the coffee is not going to be called Trovadores, and every evening the people come there to listen poetry. This is in September. Yeah?
Yeah.
Minstrels in Action is Trovadores.
Marco.
We are going to start reading. Where's the book? This. This book is one of the first books published in Oroville with all the poets in 85. But there are two more, one before this and one after this, no? I brought this for you wanted to see it. Well, pity that the Italian did not come because I don't know if you have seen the exhibition in Unity Pavilion, Anna Maria, exhibition of paintings.
I'm going to translate very, very little. There are some people that don't understand. But what I want you to do, continue as if nothing has happened. I will be very soft.
What do you want to
do? Voy a traducir para estos dos chicos.
Porque ella
muy,
no entiende.
Muy.
Sí.
Bajo, ¿sabes? Así.
Sí. Entonces, she's going to translate for them because they don't understand.
Sigue.
Perfect, no problem.
Shira.
The exhibition in the Unity Pavilion is Ana María. She was a painter, but she was a poet before being a painter. And Susmita did not come because she wanted to read some poems of her today. But what I would like to read, but I don't know now, they are not Italians. I wrote a little poem when she passed away. Yeah. She passed away in 2011.
And
she was old?
69,
70. The poem was in the news in English. If he's in the middle, you don't get the noise. Yeah, he's in the middle. Una sillita, tesoro, está bien. It's better, yeah. Like, if not, the sound doesn't come.
No, I will speak.
When Anna Maria passed away in 2011, after I came, we were friends from 76. She was in the beach at the time. She was a teacher, and she was teaching to the kids from the village. And on Sunday morning, I was cycling from Pondicherry. I was living in Pondi at the time, and we were working with the kids. We were really poor, and she was making always white rice. And I didn't like it, really. That was the only thing that we had. And I remember, it was so funny in Italian, she said to me, "Ragazza, è la luce." She was saying to me that the white rice was the light. Eat, because it's the light. And I tell you, it was like so good. We didn't have only rice, all the kids and Anna Maria and me. And we were so happy. Now we have so many things and sometimes we are not happy.
We are always not happy.
Yes. Anyway, I didn't bring the poem in English because I saw that it was a lot of... I wrote in Spanish, but I explained in English. I say to you, it's very simple. It was raining this morning, and my feeling was that the little foot of the rain on the water was really caressing the water just to say goodbye to a poet that was born. And now I translate it into Italian. I'm going to read it. Il piccoli piedi della pioggia accarezzano l'acqua della pozza per dire addio a un poeta che parte. Hola, hola, hola. Bring a chair for you, please. She's the one that invited us to do the reading in the film. She's a musician. And I like it that, and the Italians say that it's good, good, good. Yeah, in Italian the sound is so... So it's such a language for the poetry, Italian. Yeah, it's amazing. I think that she has something. She wrote something that Minakshi had wrote. Minakshi is a Tamil poet. I read the letter. When the wife of Shorobindo passed away, he sent a beautiful letter to the father, to his father-in-law. Very touching. You never read that?
Shorobindo.
You have to. It's very powerful. And Minakshi did a poem in Tamil. You explained in English before, yeah?
This poem is based on the letter written by Sri Aurobindo to his father-in-law on 19 February 1919, after his wife Mrinalini Devi's death. He is requesting to send the books read by her.
Say a little what the poem says.
Firstly, I read the poem.
Ah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Then I explain.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oru madal. நம் இருவருக்கும் சொந்தமான அவள் இப்போது இல்லை என்று எழுதியிருக்கிறீர்கள். உடலால் இல்லைதான், அன்பால் ஒன்று இருக்கிறோம், இன்னும் நெருங்கி இருக்கிறோம். மிருணாளினி எதை விரும்பினாலோ அதையே செய்யுங்கள். அவள் சூடியிருந்த மங்கள வளையல்களை அவளுடைய அன்னை விரும்புகிறாரா? நல்லது, வைத்து கொள்ளட்டுமே. அவளுடையதாக என்னிடம் இருப்பதெல்லாம் ஒரு சில கடிதங்களும் ஒரே ஒரு நிழற்படமும் மட்டுமே. எனக்காக, எனக்காக அவள் படித்து பழகிய இரண்டு மூன்று புத்தகங்கள், அவளால் அவள் பெயர் எழுதப்பட்டிருக்குமே, அந்த புத்தகங்களை அனுப்புவீர்களா?
The sound, no? Each language has something completely different. Yeah.
Mirunalini is not now, but she is with us. Whatever Mirunalini mother want, she want his Mirunalini's bangles, you give to her. And but you give to his her books. Mirunalini read the book and she signed this that book. You please send it to me. This is the point.
She's not here, but she's here. That's true. Nobody goes, you know. Okay. You don't have any in
of course, we have
Hebrew?
Prepared. Of
Nothing?
Course.
Oh, you didn't bring.
Yeah, I brought.
You did.
I have.
Two, please.
So this is a very, very ancient song, written 3,000 years back in Hebrew, and it is later, eventually it went into the compilation that we know as the Bible, but it was written by King David, one of the sages, and it goes like this, yeah? Parasti ידיי לפניך. נפשי כארץ עייפה. נפשי כארץ עייפה וחסרה. מהר ענני. ענני. קלטה רוחי. מהר ענני. קלטה רוחי. And the translation is he says it's impossible to translate.
Yeah.
I'm going to degrade it to the information, but it's the but you feel the vibration maybe. But he says I'm with my hands spread out in front of you. David is he's all the time seeing the Lord, the Divine, in front of me.
The King, David, the King. No?
And so my soul is like the soil that is tired.
Mm-hmm.
It's tired. My soil is like the soil that is tired. So please, quickly, respond.
Mm-hmm.
Respond.
Wow.
Yeah? Maher aneni, because my spirit is about to it's in a way finished. It's somebody that strives for being with God, and he feels that he cannot continue in this way. His soul is so. This is the song. It's I hope that I did good. The translation is
I would like, now that we know the meaning, if you can say it again.
I say it again?
Please, yeah.
So it's
very beautiful. Yeah.
Parasti adai lefanecha. Nafshi ke'eretz ayefa. Nafshi ke'eretz ayefa v'chasera. Maher aneni. קלטה רוחי. מהר ענני. קלטה רוחי. That's a song.
Well, a lot of poems of the David King in Spanish. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Los poemas del Rey David. They are from Spain.
He was also his main activity was poetry.
Of course.
He was a poet.
Beautiful.
And a musician.
A musician.
He's doing music therapy.
Neville.
Yeah. El Rey David. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for bringing it. Have you brought something? Have you brought something for sure? No? No? Okay. No, it's okay. In Hebrew, no more.
Can do.
You have some?
15
one more?
More.
You can say after, yeah? Yeah? Or you want to see it now, to say now?
No, let's do something else.
Yeah? Because she brought last time, and we asked to bring it again, a very beautiful, that is not easy, translation of an Aurobindo poem in Spanish. But Krishna is not here, it's our English reader, but she can know well.
Because no. I've never read it before. I can't.
You think that you cannot?
No.
Surely no. Oh. You cannot read it in English? Yeah. She can read in Spanish before and you can.
Is this in English?
Ah, you can read it. Yeah.
In English?
Who wants it? Yeah, she brings for it.
Is this in English?
In Spanish?
English?
Yeah.
In English?
In English.
ביחד.
This is the show of Bindu.
And I read in
Spanish.
This is just
for
you.
Yeah.
Tienes otro en español?
No.
A ver si lo vemos a dos.
Ay, sí. Lo que me lo quiero llevar con lo que es mi
canción.
Ella no, she's going to read in Spanish and you read in English after?
Tu luz dorada ha descendido a mi cerebro y los sombríos espacios de mi mente alcanzados por el sol son ahora una brillante respuesta al plano oculto de la sabiduría. Una serena iluminación, una llama. Tu luz dorada ha descendido a mi garganta y mi habla es ahora una melodía divina, cuya única nota es un himno de gloria a ti. Mis palabras están ebrias con el vino de lo inmortal. Tu luz dorada ha descendido a mi corazón, invadiendo mi vida con tu serenidad. Ahora se yergue un templo en el que tú habitas y todas sus pasiones apuntan solo a ti. Tu luz dorada ha descendido a mis pies. La tierra que piso es ahora tu campo de juego y tu morada.
Your golden light has fallen to my brain, and the dark spaces of mine reached by the sun. They are now a brilliant response to the hidden plan of wisdom, a string, lightning and a flame. Your golden light has fallen to my throat, and my speech is now a tune divine, whose only note is a hymn of a glory to you. My words are drunk with the wine of the immortal. Your golden light has fallen to my heart and invading my life with your serenity. Now stands a temple in which you dwell, and all its passions point only to you. Your golden light has fallen at my feet. The earth floor is now your playground and your dwelling. Sri Aurobindo.
Again, it's a beautiful poem.
No, because it's the same paragraph.
Beautiful poem.
Perfect.
Explícale.
Ah, sí, ella es, pregunta, ¿qué es?
Pobre, explícale.
¿Qué sé yo? No,
sí. ¿Qué sé yo?
¿Qué sé yo?
Muy precioso. No lo conocía.
¿Eso da?
¿Qué voy a leer?
¿Más fotito? Yo no estamos para eso. No, no, que sé que...
Dijo mi lengua, por favor.
A ver, que tú cantas.
She's the one that read in Spanish last time.
Hello.
A little late, I'm tired. Look at this
face.
¿Dónde está la mamá? Ahí se va a venir. All day in the school.
¿Cómo se llama? ¿Cómo se llama?
A ver si le Samata give some lemon juice.
Here, these cups are clean.
¿Ay? ¿Pérez? Me le fue para que le fue así bien. Les frais et la mer. Cansadita? Pobre. All day in the school. Es un poema hermoso, ¿no? Ahora, es hermoso.
Es hermoso. Estoy tratando a saber cómo
traducirlo. ¿Cómo traducirlo?
¿De qué ha hablado?
La mamá.
No, no, easy to translate.
The mental force, no? Or the divine?
No, la energía divina, the divine love.
The divine.
Coming down, no? Into your throat, into your body.
In your heart, in your body.
Yeah, everywhere.
¿Pero esto es una declaración de amor a alguien?
No.
El divino en tu cuerpo, querido. Sí, sí. Es el amor más profundo que puede
haber. Sí, sí. Es amor.
Sí.
Sí. No,
es él. La entrega
total a la divina. Un poco, pero a mí no.
No, si cuando se logra una persona, pero nunca tiene
salud. No, yo
hasta ahora no.
Bueno,
dale, hello, how are you? Samata was mama, no?
Mania?
Yeah.
Maklita.
All day in the school, surely is very thirsty.
It's Mania.
She promised last month to write some poem, but I think that he's very busy and he couldn't make it, no?
No, yeah.
He said, I have 1 month, I'm going to write a poem because another girl wrote a poem, a Mitosh girl wrote a beautiful poem. He said, I'm going to do it, but he's very busy in the school.
I guess we will.
No way. For next month. Yes?
Good. I thought to the first.
Yeah. And continue.
Yeah.
And he could do it poem.
No? Okay. It's September, yeah? Okay. Difficult to translate.
¿Otro más? Ah,
pero sí, 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 sí.
No, no. Sí, sí. Traducir no, no, va a tardar tiempo.
¿Mejor en español?
Sí.
¿Ah? ¿Mejor en español?
No, para es mí difícil no. El poema. No,
el tema ¿Ala? Para traducirlo no. como tal es que es...
Translate Shorobindo is not an easy.
Es que no es la traducción literaria, es que es el mensaje lo complicado. Es not the literary... ¿Cómo se dice?
Poetry is already difficult to translate. I think that is the more difficult thing. But Shorobindo especially is not an easy. Because it's the spiritual thing behind.
No, the problem with the translation, you know, for me, Sri Aurobindo is using poetry to go above the mental,
exactly.
Beyond the mental. Mm-hmm. It's something that you cannot explain.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to this artistic tool to bring things that you can, that if you can say it in words, you would say it in words. Why do you, he wrote many books. You can read.
Yeah.
Synthesis. So, to try and explain, this is very mental to translate and explain.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a bit of a... So that's why I'm saying, how can I translate? It's a, how can I explain?
We were three people, 1 year, in Buenos Aires, trying to translate Savitri. We did one page, the first page, at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's really sweet, and we were not very happy, huh?
Yeah.
I think that Savitri really you cannot translate. You can explain, but you cannot translate. It's a world. It's a. It's
not only poetry. Many people say to read Goethe, you have to learn.
Get. Yeah.
You have to.
No, poetry in general is not an easy.
To learn German.
Translate. The root of translate is I don't know how to say in English. Trait. Traición. Trait. Trait in English. When you are not traition, en français. In English is
traduction.
No.
It's the same root. The same root. Great. Yeah, yeah. Etymologically, translation and traición has the same root. It's a traición somehow. Traducir es una traición. Nunca puedes hacer.
No. Imagínate.
Es la misma raíz. When etymologically two words come from the same. From some point, and somehow it's a tradition. It's not really the thing. You do your best, but you cannot do more than that. But anyway, it's good to do. I mean, I
think
it's
she's worse than the
Mayan. תקשיבי, אנחנו... It's okay, it's okay.
בואי, תגידי להם חוויה שהם לא ישכחו.
אנחנו עומדים לסגור את המעגל. חשבנו לשיר שיר אחד.
אגם, you are going to say in Hebrew now?
יש איזה שיר? שיר שיש לו
כתמידי חמוד.
כמו ששאר בתוך ה...
על מה?
זה,
אני חושבת לבד.
לא,
חושבת לצאה. לא, יש שם בסיפור. כמו תגובה שם ימי. רגע. חוש, תודה. Anita, qué bien te lo pasó. Mira, más gente que viene. Vecinos que traen más gente de tu vasito más. Aaron, are you going to...
Tenemos otro más.
Yeah.
Sí, y vamos a cantar.
Wow! Every man somebody sings. That's very good. Welcome, now Canadian also. They're going to sing in Hebrew. We need some chairs. Do you mind to bring some chairs?
איך נקלט לזה?
סבבה, עכשיו איזה מה? תגיד לי שיר, תגיד לי מה.
You are going to sing together?
Yes, of course. We practiced many years. אולי זה
שיר המעלות?
שיר המעלות מעולה. שיר המעלות? עשה אליי לארי?
כן.
איך, באיזה סגנון שר? תגיד לי, שירי.
שיר
המעלות. אוקיי, מעולה. אוקיי, גרייט. Yeah, we'll
sing it. Can we sing
it together? Yeah, okay, so we are ready. This is another... I told her... This is Ma'ayan, which means spring.
Huh?
Spring. You know spring?
Spring?
Spring.
Spring.
Water that comes from
spring,
the mountain.
Spring.
So this is Ma'ayan, which is a spring of water, of life. And she's going... We're going to sing together another song of King David from the Book of Psalms. And it's... it's before I say I did something very
heavy one.
Heavy.
No.
This is going to be something a little bit more uplifting.
It's very mystic. Mystic.
And he's again singing, and he says a song to the staircase to heaven. I'm going to raise my eyes to the mountains, and think from where I'm going to get this help. My help is from the divine. The one that creates the heavens and the earth. And don't let your spirit fall. Okay?
Don't let your spirit fall.
So, ready? At the time, I need to start a life.
Shilamalo Esayna Yalari Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Hashem Ose Shamayim Aliten lamod lagecha Al yanum shomrecha Hine lo yanum Velo ishan Shomer Yisrael Hashem shomrecha Hashem tzilcha al yad yeminecha Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka Ve'arech b'layla Hashem ishmocha mikol ra ישמור את נפשך, השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם, מעתה
She's from Mexico and she also say like that because we have a lot of poems from King David. No, Hebrew.
Oh, thank you.
That was Hebrew.
Hebrew. Poems of the King David.
Yeah, so I need to read
Okay, but in the same time, my dear friends, we have to make a move. We did not plan to stay here so long.
Yes.
Mucho gusto.
Before you go, I want to read one of the poems of the kids in Spanish and English. Before you go.
Vamos.
Yes, vamos. Yes. Okay. Because she can get it. Let's see which one. Verano, verano, verano. Verano, verano.
¿Ya no quiere?
Verano, sí. This is the drawing. The drawing was made by Maya. Yeah? The Maya that you know, that the teacher now and the Sweden girl. She was like... Okay. Summer. The orange, rocking its belly button along the branches. One branch, another branch, waving the leaves in a grape wine. A golden grape wine, the silver grapes, an annoyed creek who doesn't sing. Is this little one. I read in Spanish. La naranja, naranja, balancea su ombligo entre las ramas. Una rama dorada, otra rama dorada, abanican las hojas de la parra. Una parra dorada, unas uvas de plata y un grillito enojado que no canta. Thank you. Ok, now you can go.
Now you can go.
You can go.
Gracias.
My name?
Gracias.
Yala. Fifth, come here. Go into the...
Can I take this glass, right?
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah. Bon appétit.
My coins and the coins on the kitchen. Some of them are not... So, come, come.
Good. Anandi, ¿de quién es este?
¿Qué mi tesoro?
Este.
Este de la radio. Están grabando en la radio. Es el micrófono de la radio.
¿Cuál también?
No, es not the cap.
Jugo.
It's not exact. It's a very common in Spanish and it's no good. And now we are two. Yeah. From Portugal, from Portugal. Yeah, but my father is from Galicia. Galicia and Portugal was the same way. They are not Spanish, really. They are Celtic.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. You know, yeah.
You know, somewhere. Can I take this?
No, déjalo porque por ahí se usa.
Pues es que los van a lavar.
Ah, bueno,
que
dale. Ok.
¿Qué es?
¿Vos trajiste algo para leer, Ana?
Oh, no, no.
Ay, mi amor.
Estoy sobregirada. La verdad, mi vida no me da.
¿Te llevaste su jugo?
¿De quién?
De ella.
Ah, ¿this is yours? ¿This is yours? No, I drink mine.
No, because he's a poet in Tamil. You didn't make anything for reading?
No, I have something, but it's not...
You can read it. Yeah. Sit down. Sit down. No.
Una buena partita, ¿no?
Yeah, sit down.
No, no.
Sit down.
Okay.
You can sit down with the father. No, I think there's somebody there. Okay. Somebody.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, está la mujer.
Ah, está la mujer.
Ya. Because the teacher said yes, and Mark said that she asked me to put a little coffee there.
Yeah.
And she's not going to pour the coffee in there. That's what I did.
Sit forward so you're not on your sixth phone. Oh, radio is recording.
You can pour trovadores. Every day when there's a little
coffee. Oh, you're working for Andrea?
Yeah.
Ah, good.
Yeah.
Good.
And she's at
Oh, you're a teacher.
She's just a right-hand gal.
Right-hand gal.
She needs to have a right-hand gal. Like in a big way.
Yeah, she came because she's organizing in the festival, the film festival. One of the things is to be read poems. And all are invited to bring poems to read. And Mark is going to have a little coffee there, and the coffee is going to be called Trovadores. And it's going to be poetry all time.
Trovadores.
Bring Trovador, yeah. Trovador in English is minstrels. Minstrels.
Minstrels, ah, okay.
Trovatori
like
is in Italian.
Yeah.
Trovador. Yeah, yeah. In French is
Troubadour.
Troubadour. In Spanish, yeah. Trovadores.
Ah,
minstrels in action. Oroville, minstrels in action.
Okay.
Trovadores. Okay. If you don't understand trovadores, you don't know what I'm talking about. Sorry.
No, but you understand trovador.
Yeah, because it's an English word. Yeah, it's originally French, no, but the English adopted it. Yeah.
In the dictionary, I didn't find it.
Yeah.
Minstrels.
It's
troubadour.
Yeah, because they took from the French, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, you can read something for us? Yes or no?
I gave it to you something.
No, well, I didn't bring it. I mean, if you didn't bring today, I don't have
But you have a big book.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's a different thing.
It's not poetry.
Can you remember?
No, but he brings.
you can say you know
it's in Tamil.
By her.
Yes. You do it.
Beautiful.
Do it.
Good.
Beautiful.
Do it in Tamil. She did in Tamil also.
Okay. And Ramo Peri poetry.
I don't know.
It's like a girl's beauty. How to describe the girl's beauty? You know, like when. The Tamil எப்படி தமிழில் சொல்லிட்டீங்கன்னா நீங்கள் ட்ரான்ஸ்லேட் பண்ணுங்க. கருவாக உன்னை உருவாக்கிய கடவுளே கண்ணியாக கண்டவுடன் காலில் வீழ்ந்து விடுவான் இந்த காதலை வேண்டி. உயிர் ஓவியமே காலையான நான் என் செய்வேன் நீயே கூட.
How to describe the beauty of a girl?
Yes.
Okay.
I understood. I, Kani, no?
Who makes you as a woe, like a baby, forming in the mother's womb? Okay. After the girl, the baby becomes a teenage. That God, after seeing the time, God also seeing her, he fell down to that girl's feet. To get his get her love. So living out as a young guy, what I can do? Just you say.
Now what?
Now what?
Open. The final is open.
Yeah. Okay. That's for girls, beauty, this thing.
Love.
That much beauty she is. Even God also fell down on a girl's. Feet because of her beauty, then as a man, human, what I can do?
God fell down. What I can do?
Krishna has all the gopis. What's left?
Yeah.
It's lovely.
A lot of gopis, no?
Yeah. This one is for thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Another one is.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Next time you have to bring it.
Another one is. It's for refugees.
Yes, for the refugees. And he also.
Who lives in the workplace?
Yeah, he, yeah. Okay. Okay. Next time, okay?
Thank you. That's like a small baby, like a child. He is going to the prayer. He is a refuge who lives in the workplace. His prayer to the God. How he prays to the God? His prayers in a workplace. The bullet changes a flowers. The bullet changes a flowers. And gun makes a melody. The tank changes a stage for peacock jaws. And the smoke changes a the morning dew. The wounds changes a butterflies fly. The blood changes a holy water. The dead body changes a deer's jump. It's a prayer for the refuge who is seeing his neighbor and his parents and everybody fell down on the because of the war. Then that moment he is praying
to
the
God. That's the poem that you have read last time, yeah. No? Very beautiful. Very beautiful.
And the missiles change as lovebirds. And the warcraft, the aircraft, changes a white dove to wrap up the wings all over the workplace. Oh God, will you please such a peaceful life, not only for the human and also all the life.
Pray for the beautiful.
You know, that would be beautiful too, with drawings or photographs, and it just is a film that just sort of slowly dissolves, where you see the juxtaposition of each thing. It's just, you know, like a beautiful melody behind it. Yeah, it's I'm picturing everything.
I wrote it a very big one. I gave it to her.
I have it in my house. I didn't make it.
Meenakshi Amma wants to publish it. something to correct and then she wants to publish.
Yeah.
But today, luckily I came here. There is a strike in Pondicherry. So I came to Oroville.
Just on time to say.
I went to Meenakshi Amma house right now.
Yeah.
Searching her, she's not there. So I just roaming here, what I have to do. So I came here. Suddenly I saw you people are sitting here. So last time also it's happened.
Yeah, last time came like that also. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we are only once a month and he comes like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like
some smell. Yeah, yeah. good. Well, poetry, possible the poetry is getting on this table, no? Around.
So will it be done both in English and in Tamil, that one?
Some poem, it depends my thoughts how it comes.
But this one that you just presented
Tamil,
to us?
No? Oh, no. This one is in English.
Oh, okay, good. Mm.
It's
really beautiful.
Something I missed it, the warship changes, a dolphin's jump.
Yeah.
You can visualize it, this poem.
Yeah, yeah.
You
exactly.
can make a song. These things has to change.
Well, songs are poetry that took wings and went flying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, songs with the music is one thing, but the other is poetry. I mean, it comes from that, you know? Yeah.
Thank you.
It's for this, when we listen to things like poems around, you know, like butterflies. Or...
I wrote it so many poems for the refugees, especially for refugees, how they feel, how they act.
How some experience on you?
I don't experience, but I can feel them.
No, it's okay. I want to know. Yeah. Because I remember when in Buenos Aires started coming people from different countries that they put it out, no? It was a moment that was, I remember the center of the town was full. And I mean, the government wanted to sell them out because it was from a lot of countries. It was a full movement of us. To say no, they don't have where to go, no? It's for this I wanted to know if you have an experience. At the time I wrote something about it. It's very powerful to see all these people sitting in the street, they don't have
without a lyrics,
country, they don't have
without
nothing,
a lyrics,
no?
There is no music,
yeah,
there is no singing, there is no dancing.
No, you know.
It's everything basic, it's lyrics is a basic for everything.
At the time were a lot of little kids with the accordion on the street singing. The little kids were singing in the street. So beautiful, dressed different and all that. No, they sing when they are sad like that. It was very powerful for me. It was a powerful idea. Yeah, the world became like, it's not.
I wrote it and gave it to her, this one. Very big poem. I wrote it, but still now I just shared with some refugees. But not with everyone. Mm. I never shared with everyone. It was happens that day.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks to all.
Something nobody broke anything, no? No. Susanna, you didn't know, no?
You want to move one more something?
You have that more? You say that you didn't bring it. Thanks, Lord. Thanks, Lord, you didn't bring it.
He's got something.
I have something.
Some good. Yes. Yeah, let's
yes.
some
yes. No words.
It's okay?
Thanks. You can come every month. When Gordon is here from USA, we start the reading with his flute.
Mm.
It's amazing. We have music, only music, enough to the poetry.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And we have everything today, no? Songs and music. Yeah?
So fine.
want to do something? One poem or
you want to do something?
Huh?
Do you want to do something?
We finish it, one poem.
Could you make something up?
One more?
What do you think?
Yeah.
Huh?
He has one.
Yes, yes. You can do something.
I have one.
Yeah.
But it's in a different language.
Which language?
I want you
all
to
are different
see.
Languages.
I want you to see what language, and I want you to see what it means.
Okay.
It's going to start out in Swahili, and then it'll go into something else. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you can join in.
Me.
Yeah. Ready?
What?
Just try.
Try what?
I don't know. We'll see.
Anna,
okay.
Anna.
You are Indian?
One moment.
You are Indian?
Yeah.
Which place?
I was born in Tanzania, in Africa, but
where?
My parents in Dar es Salaam, in Tanzania, but my mom and dad are from Mangalore.
Mangalore?
In, yeah, Karnataka. No?
Konkani.
Yeah.
Konkani.
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 Yeah. I have been there.
Ah, bolete Konkani?
I have friends. No.
Ah, okay.
I have
okay.
So many friends there.
Malaika, naku panda, malaika. Malaika, naku panda, malaika. Arasa maracho, kalamara saito. Saramara parochero ho. Samarero mala. Sapara masoya kata. Samaya ho ho samaro ho 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 Malaika Nakupena Malaika Malaika Nakupena Malaika Da 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 pa 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 ra pa 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 la 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 laika everybody la 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 malaika one more time la 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 malaika
beautiful
thank you
you one song
In your dialect, you know? In your dialect?
In your yeah. Town?
It's very little I know because I'm
Indian.
Mm-hmm.
What's your dialect?
I'm from Nagaland. Mm-hmm. And it's very diverse. Mm-hmm. So I speak the language of my village, mm-hmm. which is Chunky.
Ah.
Chunky. Yeah. But I grew up not in Nagaland, in another place, so I'm a little bit not so fluent in my...
It's okay, you know that song I just sang?
Mm-hmm.
The first part is Konkani and the rest of it I have no idea. I just made it up on the spot.
Mm.
Okay. So you can do that too.
Yes, yes, she can do, she can
Okay. This is a very short chant and... It's sung by a maiden from my village to the sun, requesting the sun to please tell her mother, because this maiden is caught, she's captive in another village, in a distant village. And so she is asking the sun to please tell her mother, if the sun should see her, tell her mother that her flower is blooming on the cliffs of Mongsen village, which is this distant village. Yeah. Yeah. Chenni nang watali Chenni nang twa yang ko Chenina Nanarula. Hi.
Oh, lovely.
More language to do than the last time. You know, suddenly start coming things that you don't know, and that's a beautiful thing. Today we see only three languages, and at the end, how many? What was the language that you have done? See?
It started out in Swahili.
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 Swahili. Hebrew and yours?
Chunky.
Chunky.
We have to write it down a little bit. Thank you very much.
Can I just again explain about the
She's
and in Spanish
yeah.
too.
No, she, Isabel, we did in Spanish. No, but these three we never had before.
No.
No Hebrew, no this, and this is a new experience. Yeah, she wants to explain the.
I'm sure all of you know that the Orville Film Festival is coming up in September.
Yes. Yeah. Of October.
No, the Orville Film Festival.
Oh,
film.
October is the singing festival.
Yes, yeah. Singing festival. Okay.
So I'm coordinating some live music, which will be happening in the refreshment area or just outside of MMC. Mm-hmm. And for this, I just had an idea that perhaps. You know, if anyone's interested, you could just come up to the mic and say a poem. You know, in between the music. So I just want to let you all know that there will be a microphone, and if anyone of you are interested, just sing even. You know, whatever it is, you're most welcome to, and be happy that happened.
Yeah. Lovely.